good thing you started it when you did, because I was going to say something.
What were you going to say?
It wasn't anything inappropriate. It
obviously sounds like it was inappropriate.
No, it was just weird. I was going to say, I don't think I've ever been attracted to my ex as much as I'm attracted to you.
So you were going to give me a compliment?
Yeah.
Okay. So how was your day at work?
It was good, you know. Yeah. Monday. It was actually pretty busy.
I'm not going to talk too much about it, but somebody quit in my... So it was fun. But, you know, I had a lot of time to think. It was a Monday.
You had a lot of time to think. A lot of things to ponder on.
Yes. And one of my ponders, right, is how did you're such a homebody, right?
Yeah.
How, like, why did you choose somebody that lives their life like me?
Well, because I...
I'm the exact opposite of you, woman.
Yeah, I could be home all day, every day, and be good. Now, there are times I'm like, okay, I need to get out. But, no, I could be home all day. But I realized that I needed to get out. And I'm such an introvert that I needed to find someone that was the complete opposite of me.
Yeah, but I don't know. I get how I, like, can love you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get to teach you new shit, yeah. Show you Tom Cruise movies.
Yeah, or watch what, Mission Impossible 6?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I get to, like, show you new things. I'm the one that got you to smoke weed for the first time.
Very first time.
And I didn't even have to try.
No, I asked you to. I'm like, hey.
I was like, I smoke, all that. And you were, but I guess, like, how does it actually feel to go? Because I'm just taking you along for my ride.
Mm-hmm.
How does it, like, you've never been on a ride like this.
I like it, because it gets me out of my shell.
Yeah.
And it's taken me a long time to kind of get it out, to get out of that shell, though. Because last year, you'd be like, baby, go talk to people. Now I actually do interact with people.
Yes.
Which is nice. It's taken me 2.5 years to do so, but we're getting there, right?
I'm very frustrated with you.
Why? When I don't talk to you?
No. That's my perspective. my the opposite opinion here. Oh. You just frustrate me.
Why?
Because, come on, woman, let's go.
I know. It takes, like, I have to, like, smoke and then, like, drink a little bit. Then I get out of that little
Because, that little honestly, at this point, I think people love you more than they love me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I know, so.
So, what do you have to talk about today, though?
So, they're trying to cancel our boy, baby.
Our boy?
Yeah.
You who?
Jonah Hill.
Okay, that's a you thing, not a we thing?
He's not really my boy either, but, you know, since we're talking about him, I was just going to call him our boy.
You sound retarded.
So, they're trying to cancel him and call him a misogynist.
Okay. Well, before you read this, what is a misogynist to you?
I know what you thought it was.
Wait, what did I think that was? Like, it was so retarded.
It was. I don't remember now, though. But I remember it was hilarious, because you're like, honestly, I thought misogynist was
this. And it was just having roles in the household. Yeah. It's like, man needs to go to work.
Yeah.
Gets respect.
Blue-collar guy.
And the wife... She takes care of the kids. They love them. The dad disciplines them. Teaches them cool shit. The mom loves them again. And somebody was like, I think you just described a good household.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't know what misogyny is.
So basically a misogynist, they don't like women, basically.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Can we Google it real quick?
Yeah, I'll let you.
No, okay. Oh, you no, yeah, yeah. Because you, it did not sound like at all you knew what it was.
How do you say
But it? I feel like a misogynist is somebody that a man, or a woman could be a misogynist too. Like, she could support that whole, like, being, but you don't, like, it's actually being, like, a lesser.
Yeah.
But, like, what I described is being an equal part of a household.
You're like, why would anyone hate a misogynist? That doesn't make sense.
But it's a whole, like, household where the woman is actually considered a lot less. Like, the oldest son is considered better, more than the wife.
Right.
That, and I realize that now.
So, a misogynist is a person who dislikes, despises, or is strongly prejudiced against women.
So, what I said.
Yeah. It, but and what I
said. I said it funnier.
I said basically they don't like women.
Yeah, but. That's what I said. I mean, they like fucking them.
That's about it. That's about it. So,
they're calling Jonah Hill a misogynist.
Yes.
And so now we understand the definition.
Yeah.
I like my definition of misogyny better. I'm just saying.
Of course you do.
It's a pretty good one. Can we change it? I hear we're changing definitions recently.
You can go to Wikipedia.
And just change the definition of like being a strong man that takes care of his family.
Blue collar boy.
Okay, so Jonah Hill's being accused of being
misogyny. Because he set boundaries in his relationship with this lady. He basically said, surfing with men, he said, if you need to surf with men, boundaryless, inappropriate friendships with men, to model, to post pictures, post sexual photos, friendships with women who are unstable. Basically, he said, if you...
He was like, I'm trying to wife up. Yeah. That sounds like Jonah Hill was like, I'm trying to wife up.
Right.
I'm Jonah Hill.
I don't want my wife needing to do these things, basically.
I mean, there's a few that's like, well, she's a surfing.
Yeah, she's
a professional surfer.
Yeah.
There is no way you're getting around her surfing with men.
Exactly. That's going to happen.
That's insecurity. On his part.
Yeah.
If anything, this sounds like an insecure man trying to wife up.
Okay, well, sorry.
That's it.
He's not the most attractive person.
Yeah, you understand why he's insecure. Exactly. He dyed his hair platinum blonde.
So he has to kind of make up for it, you know? He needs to put a plan in place to make sure... You know,
if he's wifing up.
Exactly. So basically they're saying that he's a misogynist for setting these boundaries.
No, this is a man trying not to waste his time.
Exactly.
That's all this is.
And I think all relationships need to have boundaries. And if you're not able to fulfill those boundaries, or if you have to live outside those boundaries, then that person is not the person for you.
Well, now also, who's her name? What's her name?
Sarah Brady.
Yeah, anybody know who she is?
I don't know who that bitch is.
Yeah, yeah. You ever think Jonah Hill's trying to protect his fucking brand too?
Hello?
Jonah Hill's one of the biggest fucking Hollywood stars.
Is he?
Yeah.
You know, we talk about A-list, B-list. I'd say he's A-.
Okay, you know his name. You're like, oh, Jonah Hill's in a new movie. You do that.
But I'm not like, ooh, I need to see it.
Well, no, he's not. See, now this is where it gets...
See, this is where we get fuzzy, huh?
Yeah, it's like preference now. Like...
Yeah.
That's why I go with, do you know his name?
Yeah.
A. Do you go, ooh, that was gross. do you go, maybe I'll see this movie. I know he is a good actor.
Yeah.
Okay, A.
We could have a whole podcast
episode. We've done it before.
About this. About who's A-list.
You piss me off so much.
When we talk about this?
No, in life.
Well, that's my job as your wife.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that some fine print in there?
Yep, you signed that. You didn't see it, but you signed that little clause.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like in the Santa Claus.
Yeah, Santa Claus.
So, what else do you got, baby?
Yeah, so...
Wait. Are we going to... Because I have one question for you.
Okay, no, go ahead, ask.
What do you want written on your headstone? Bored, boring, homebody that likes sexual books?
I wouldn't say they're sexual books, okay? but
okay, how about this? Loving mother, wife, and Backstreet Boys fan fiction author. Can we put that on your headstone?
I and yours is just gonna say stoner and alcoholic.
No, no, it should say stoned.
Stoned, yeah. Stoned to death. It'd be a
joke.
Stoned to death.
Just no, no, just stoned.
Yeah, that's what yours is gonna say.
James May, stoned. On a stone.
Yeah. And then in fine print, also, a loving father, husband, son.
Why are you just being mean? Mine was funny. You're just being mean. Mine was funny.
Mine was funny too.
No, it wasn't.
Why?
you were just being mean as fuck.
No, you're being mean too. At Backstreet Boys fan fiction author.
I said loving, like big letters. Well, are you not proud of that? Are you not proud of your fan fiction?
I mean, they're mine. I love them.
So, wouldn't you want everybody to know? If you're that proud of it.
No. No one's going to rate them ever unless you guys find out my Google password.
You should publish them.
No, never.
Why not?
I have to rewrite them.
You should send them to one of them. Nick. I don't know. I guess. There's a Nick, right?
No, I'll send him to AJ because he was the love interest.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Send him to AJ.
And then Brian is the best friend.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That sometimes sucks his dick?
No. First of all.
Is there any homoerotic Backstreet Boys fan?
There probably is.
No, have you written any?
Have I written any? No, I don't do that gay shit.
They don't get into a circle jerk after a concert?
Nope. I can't. I stopped reading a book because of that. Because there was too much. I'm sorry, I love gay people.
But tip on tip.
There's too much gay. It was aggressive. It was the president and his vice president. And like,
this is why I chose you.
And they were a throuple.
It's so fucking weird.
I know, I had to stop. The first book was amazing. The second book, I'm like, there's too much gay shit in this. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I love gay people, okay. But I can't read about it.
Jokes aside, mm-hmm. What do you want your headstone to say?
I don't know. Just the typical
loving mother, wife, and daughter.
And daughter. If I'm a grandmother when I die, grandmother.
Do 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 do. Yeah. You're boring.
That's how I live my life, baby. You know me.
Boring.
Yeah. You know I live a boring life. Well, what's yours going to say? Stoned still? You still like it?
No. I wanted to say something like...
Rad, dude. Radical. What do you guys say in Alaska or California?
Holy shit.
What? Cowabunga.
Okay. I'm not a Ninja Turtle. Fucking hey! At least you're being funny this time. Hey, redemption.
Yay!
He lived life like he went out having fun.
What if he died of cancer?
Oh, that will not happen. Let me find out I have cancer,
baby.
No. Oh, let me find out I have cancer. All of it's going to be fun after it.
No. Oh, my
no
gosh.
No fucks given.
I got to find out. No, you're never getting cancer, first of all. Second of all, no. I will have I will have the doctor tell me the results. I'm like, we can't tell him it's cancer. You know?
Yeah. That's like a ticket to fucking freedom to
you
him.
You can't tell him.
Like, let him die. He's going to make some awful choices.
So fucking morbid.
If he knows he has cancer, it's over. Why would you care about life anymore?
Because you could be cancer.
But do you want to?
Yeah, there are people who live long lives after having cancer.
Always in fear of it coming back. But if you go out without no fear, yeah, don't let the doctor know.
James, so you find out that you have melanoma, which is a little skin cancer. You're gonna
No, I'm talking about all over cancer.
Like stage four?
Like, there's no coming back.
Gotcha.
Like, okay. No. Let me put it this way. If I gotta get chemo, don't let me know.
We just take you to the hospital every day for what?
Oh, I'm not going. I'm gonna go have the most fun ever in my life.
But what if they're like, okay, you only need the cancer, you only need chemo.
That's not how chemo
for
works.
For 6 weeks.
That's not how it works.
Oh my gosh.
Do not let me know I have to have chemo.
Lord, please don't let this man get cancer. I gotta start praying now.
It was your idea.
Fuck. I should have said something else. Shit.
I never thought about if I knew it was like.
I get.
Like, if I had a timeline. Wow, it's over. All the shit I would do and not give a fuck about.
Next subject, please. Damn. I'm getting all sad, worried about you getting cancer now.
No, you should get worried, not sad.
I'm worried, yeah.
You know what? Hey, are you worried that maybe...
you might die before me?
Oh, I'm definitely dying before you.
Let's not even talk about that.
Anyways, you really want to get to these Fairly Odd Advice, huh?
Yes.
Let's get to the Fairly Odd Advice.
So these are not going to be like obscure like the last couple weeks. So these are just like little simple questions. All right. This person asks, how many of you feel like people commit adultery if you date before your divorce is final? So she says, to me, it is barbaric.
Wait, what? What is this? Like, so you decided that you're going to get divorced.
Well, yeah, so this lady says that like, dating while they're getting divorced, before the divorce is final, is disgusting and barbaric.
Okay, she's crazy. Next.
That's it?
What a crazy fucking thought. You can't go get company?
Well, down south, I guess it's like a...
Okay. Fucking hookworm.
What's hookworm?
It's something the Southerners got.
Oh.
And that makes them retarded.
That wasn't okay. There you go.
Sorry, that one was that question sucked.
Folks, my husband is autistic.
No. Ish.
Ish. On the spec. All right. I didn't show you this one, so this one's gonna catch you off guard, okay?
Nope.
Husband and I are wanting to incorporate a third. Any advice?
Treat her like a whore? Like, just make sure you're not getting a second. Like, as soon as you're about to, like, get, like, feelings and, like, you have to deal with that person's emotional baggage as well.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just going to be trouble. As soon as you put emotions... Like, I said what I said, but now I'll unpack what I meant.
Yeah, unpack it.
So, like, once you put that other emotional baggage on you, you now have a choice to, like, not carry one.
Yeah.
It might get too heavy. Mm-hmm. Maybe one's lighter. I'll get rid of the heavier one. Shit like that, like, in a metaphorical way.
How do you avoid that?
Treat them like a whore.
Okay. And you just let them know up front, like, this is what it is. That's all it is.
You come over and play games, like, every other week. With me and my wife.
We do our thing.
And then you leave. We get naked, we fuck.
And then you leave.
See you next week. Like...
There's no
this thruple, this extra, this poly group, poly pool.
You're not into it.
That shit doesn't work.
Yeah.
As soon as you start taking other people's emotional, you don't even have a connection or like a solid, like, relationship where, how is there any trust where you can just move on? move to the next one. Like, you can't even have that trust.
So, do you think it's impossible to love more than one person at the same time?
I think it, be in love.
Yeah.
I'm in love with my family, but...
That's a different type of love. You're not romantically in love with
your family. And I love my friends.
Yeah. But the love that we have for each other is different than the love that I have for the kids. And same for you, the different than the love that you have for the kids.
I know, you... Yeah, I know. Never mind. I was going to say something, too.
Yeah, gosh. You're going to say I love my kids more?
No, I wasn't going to say that.
I have a different type of love for you.
I wasn't going to say that.
I'm fucking obsessed with you.
Okay, cool. You forget it on the weekends. Okay, I said
it. It's not a therapy session, okay? Anyway, I love you.
So, back, jokes aside there.
Yeah.
Right. No, I don't think it ever can work. If mm-hmm. you are making emotional bonds.
And you can't.
Honestly, I think humans are only capable of making those emotional bonds with, or like only can handle one
at a time.
One of those.
Mm-hmm.
They can move on to the next one.
Yeah.
But it's almost like somebody in that relationship is making a bridge.
Ooh.
And the other person's helping them, not realizing they're not going to get to go across.
James. That was profound.
I listen to a lot of Dr. Drew.
But also, you have to have to make sure...
But, I mean, you can't sexual desires...
That's and you can't
is, like, you have to separate that all.
Yeah.
That's the only way this whole having an open relationship works.
Yeah.
You don't let them go on other dates.
I wish someone else was like, oh, James, let's go out. Just me and you. I wish the fuck someone would suggest that. And would you want me, could you imagine me getting ready to go out on a date with another man?
Have fun, baby.
Looking all sexy and stuff. And you go
flirt, shit like that.
With another man?
No.
You'd be like, okay, what's my wife doing? What
it's
like? If
this was a scenario, it's let's drop them, mm-hmm. get it done. Did we have fun?
Right. Now,
bye.
Now, here's the thing. Okay, let's say we had that type of relationship. I would say I'd be okay with you going out on a date if it was a couple. And, like, we went out on separate, like, you went out on a date with the wife.
I don't even like that. I wouldn't even like that.
Now I think about it, I don't think I like it either.
No, it just...
We're all going out together.
Yeah, it'd be like, let's go back to a hot tub.
Ooh.
No, I understand. See, this is how we separate shit. Like, hey, if the moment... We gonna go have some fun.
Yeah.
Right? So that's how, and that's basically what I'm giving everybody advice to.
Yeah, and you can't be jealous.
The moment of it is the moment,
mm-hmm.
but you are not trying to have a whole nother emotion.
Relationship.
No, but if we have a moment and it's like, and couples happens. Is hitting on us, it's happened.
Yeah. It happens.
And if shit transpires, it transpires.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't be, hey, she's my girlfriend and I'm emotionally attached to her.
Yeah.
And hey, bravo to, I've never heard of this, but bravo to anybody that's had like the thruple and it not end in divorce with like two women. The TV show doesn't even work.
Well, I know.
The TV show doesn't even work, baby.
Mm-mm. Nope, you've watched Seeking Sister Wives with me and stuff. The women are catty. They're always usually jealous. Why is it always the jealous bitches on these shows?
Cannot be jealous. It's so entertaining. And be
in that type of relationship.
It's entertaining.
I don't get it.
I don't know. But also, I've thought about this. Like... Maybe we don't know the ones that work. Because they keep to them fucking selves.
Yeah, they're not like out and proud.
Yeah, can't do that no more.
You know?
Oh, can we talk about the Ben and Jerry's like follow up?
Yeah, we can, since it was like kind of
funny. No, we didn't. Did we? We never even talked about it. But you got pissed at me.
Well, no, because I was just like, you were like, well, they need to do this. And I'm like, well, I guess. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know when to begin.
So on the 4th of July, mm-hmm. Ben and Jerry said, this is not your land. This is stolen land. And we need to start giving back our land to indigenous people.
Mm-hmm. And when we talked about this, you said,
well, you first.
Yeah. You sure did.
We're going to do this whole stupid game of going through history.
Right.
And giving land back.
And then putting this bold statement saying, well, you need to give it back to them.
You first.
So what was the follow-up, baby? What happened?
I don't know the tribe that brought their claim up with them, but there was definitely an indigenous people, or I just say Native American.
Yeah, that's
a Native American tribe that took them up on their offer.
Yeah, and what did they say?
Nope. what a fucking fail.
They said, well, you give us our land back then. And Ben and Jerry said...
Huh?
We didn't mean it. Our today. Land. Maybe, right, the land that's unspoken for. Quote.
We weren't talking about today.
Well, that was my suggestion. I said, okay, then let's give them back the land that's, like, empty. Like, the government land that you can't build on. Give that back to them.
And I said, there's already reservations on those.
Yeah.
True. So, Ben and Jerry's pussy.
That was a funny...
Fuck you, Ben and Jerry's.
That was a funny follow-up. I hope you're the next
Bud Light. Right. Everybody can buy ice cream. Everybody can buy ice cream. And it didn't taste all the fucking same. It could be Dreyer's. It could be Blue Bunny. It could be that Kroger off-brand. It's ice cream. What? I hope Ben and Jerry's fails now. This is the most hilarious fucking not hold my beer moment.
No one's gonna boycott them though.
Yeah, no. It's happening. And they didn't go hold my beer, right? Uh-huh. They went hold my ice cream cone.
You're in
yeah. Damn it, I missed the joke.
But you know what?
Ben and Jerry's.
I don't really like Ben and Jerry's that much.
Well, no, that's why I'm saying like they fucked up. Like, Bud Light, like, do you not understand, like...
Yeah, but do you like Ben and Jerry's that much? Like, I need my Moco or whatever.
I think it's overpriced and not that good.
Yeah.
And it's gimmick ice cream.
I can
this
it at home.
Company I can make... is not gonna last.
Right, what do you be putting in your ice cream cereal? You put cornflakes in yours.
Yeah, no, I make my own Ben and Jerry's. Fuck them. This is my land. See the shining sea, bitch. Fuck that company, man. Like, they didn't realize, like, ice cream's even more obtainable than beer. Like, it's going to be so easy.
I could walk down to the gas station right now and get some Ben and Jerry's.
But you would buy something else.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how easy that is? Like, yeah. Oh, I'd just rather a Choco Taco. See? It's over. Oh, I would just rather M&M cookie sandwich.
I have a confession.
What?
I've never had a Choco Taco before.
Oh, they put them out of... They're not real anymore. They're not... They don't make them no more.
Oh, I missed
out. You missed out on a ice cream cone in the shape of a taco.
I missed it. But it's okay, because my teeth are sensitive, so I wouldn't have been able to enjoy it like that.
No, so all the Choco Taco was,
mm-hmm.
It was like... ice cream cone, but the shell was the cone.
Uh-huh.
And then it had vanilla fudge.
Yum.
And then, like, covered with the chocolate shell.
That sounds good.
It was amazing.
I missed it.
You never had a chocolate chip. I feel so bad for you. That's like never having a Twinkie.
I went 35 years without a Choco Taco, and I never will.
But anyways, it's like, hey, I need ice cream. Should I get Ben and Jerry's that's overpriced or a Klondike bar? Klondike bar.
Yeah.
Fuck Ben and Jerry's.
Give me an ice cream sandwich. Usually when you go, you're like, you want something specific, like an ice cream sandwich. You're not going in, I'm getting a Ben and Jerry's.
All I'm saying, I like, the hills of it. Oklahoma here.
Where do you come from? Is that where they're from, the hills of Oklahoma?
No, this is just our land.
Oh! I'm surprised you even know the lyrics, because you don't know lyrics to a lot of things.
You know I'm too American.
I know, gosh. Trying to slow dance with me to, and I'm proud to be an American.
I'm proud.
You did that.
Slow Shut dance up.
With me. I'm like, okay.
I don't need this out there. You can be quiet now.
This is romantic.
You can be quiet.
I'm quiet.
The plains of Texas, okay?
Oh, from the hills of Minnesota. Or whatever.
I think I got it wrong.
I think you did too. I think I did too.
But yeah, no, I think Ben and Jerry's fucked up. They said, hold my ice cream cone. Let me show you how this is done. And then, backtrack.
That's bad. That's so embarrassing. It's like, someone needs to proofread this, because, like, someone's going to take this to heart and really take you up on that offer.
Oh, in 2023?
Everyone is so happy and, like,
oh, no, 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 no. It's the Bud Light effect. It's what it comes down to. Like, the Bud Light effect is real. Especially if you're a company in a market where somebody doesn't give a fuck and it all tastes kind of the same. Ugh. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light.
Corona.
Corona's pretty good. It's a little different. But if you're in that cheap beer market, it's so much I don't want to have this conversation.
Just thinking about it makes me grossed out. Beer is so gross.
You're gross.
I'm drinking whiskey apple. And yeah.
All right. Anyways, last thing. And then we're out.
I don't have anything else. That was it.
I have something, woman.
Oh, okay. What do you have? What do you have?
So there's an update on our boys. This is actually our boys now.
Okay. Oh.
The Zucks and the Musk.
The Musk.
Yeah, the Zucks and the Musk.
What's going on, baby? Tell me.
So you know how Zuckerberg launched his Twitter Threads. Called Threads?
I'm on Threads.
I don't know what Threads. The fuck that shit is.
I've been on that once.
Yeah. Don't use Twitter either. Yeah. Don't give a fuck.
Same.
But today, Elon called Zucks a cuck.
Oh, no. So
Elon Musk just goes, Zuckerberg's a cuck.
have we
he tweeted that shit.
Have we gotten a response back from Zuck?
I don't know. But I do know, right?
Uh-huh.
Elon then proceeded to challenge him to a literal dick measuring contest.
Like, they're really gonna measure their dicks? Who do you think has a bigger dick?
I told you. It's Elon.
I don't think so.
Dude, the guy's 6'2".
Who the fuck cares? 6'2 has nothing to do with dick size.
I don't know. All I know is I think most NBA players have a big dick. And it's not because they're black.
Well, I was going to say I can definitely tell you that claim is true. That not all black dicks are big, FYI.
Oh, okay.
I know that.
But anyways, I honestly think they meet outside of a bar. This is going to be on. Like, babe, I can't imagine another man just like that big, just being able to have like calling me a cuck. The access.
I bet you. Elon knows that Zuck is not going to do it, so he said it. Elon knows that he has a small baby dick.
Oh, I'm just talking. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fight.
No, okay. Elon used his mom as an excuse.
No. It came out. Uh-huh. And he's like, nah, I still want to fight. Fuck my mom.
Okay, so let's do it.
He's egging it on.
I'm acting like I'm putting the show on. Let's do it today.
You're the promoter.
Yeah, I'm the promoter.
You're just like, yeah.
Because I'm still with...
Fucking Madison Square Garden. November 1st. But it's going down. Exactly. The Zucks versus the Musks.
Mm-hmm. But we know that Elon probably isn't as agile as... Zuckerberg.
All I know is they rolled with the same guy, Lex Friedman, who's a black belt jiu-jitsu.
What did he say?
He said they both got them moves. I want to see it. It's got to go down.
Okay, so we got to bet. If this is going on, you have to bet Elon. I have to bet Zuck, so, just in case. But you're going to bet...
I'm going to go to the casino and bet.
You're
going to
bet $100. I'll bet $50.
At the casino?
Yeah.
Okay, well, no. Whoever has the under, like, whoever is, like, the least favorite bets 50. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, we make more money.
And whoever wins.
It's like a cover
bet. Yeah. Let's do it. We're already talking about what we're going to do.
I'll ask Chris about it when it comes up. He's still...
Get the professionals,
No, I honestly, I don't think it's going to happen, but, man... Every time they say it's not going to happen, something like this happens. Where I don't... Baby, Zuckerberg looks like a cuck if he doesn't fight him now. Zucks is a cuck if he doesn't fight him. And honestly, can we just say this?
What?
Zuckerberg does kind of look like somebody that sits in the corner and watches.
I don't know. He's scared.
No. Yeah, he doesn't blink. That's why he'd be good in the corner watching. I don't think he's ever blinked once in his life. Look at
it. And it does look like he always has bags under his eyes, huh? Doesn't it?
Dude, that dude, like Jesse Eisenberg did him favors.
Yeah. Because I don't think I knew what Zuckerberg looked like until that movie. And I was like, oh, whoa. They don't look the same.
Nah, man. And then it comes down to like, yeah, Zuckerberg got them dead eyes. And he does look like a cuck. And honestly, I know Elon has a bigger dick than Zucks. Because he pulled Amber Heard.
While, that does not mean anything.
While she was with Johnny Depp's. No. Never mind. Maybe. But I know she definitely fucked James Franco.
Okay, that's fine. But, however, let's say they did sleep together. That does not mean anything that he has a big dick. Because
look at his body.
He.
The only reason a woman that beautiful sleeps with a man that looks like...
Talker, no. His accent. He's a billionaire.
Big dick energy.
And he might probably have the smallest little penis.
Nah.
Yes, his penis is as big as this thing right
okay,
here.
Okay, so is Zuck's then. And but he's sitting in a corner watching women.
That's why he has a big dick, because he knows.
That's why Zuck's got the big dick, yeah, because he sits in the corner.
The quiet, nerdy, kind of to themselves guys are the ones that are really packing. Oh. And they're good in bed too. I know that for a fact.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
What are you insinuating? Because that is exactly the opposite of what I am.
That tight. I'm not saying you.
No. What? Hold on. What?
That type of
dig person. Yourself out, please. Please dig yourself out.
I'm saying that type of person. You're still a nerd. Nerds have big dicks and they know what they're doing.
All I know is Zuckerberg looks like he sits in the corner and watches Bubba fuck his wife. Okay.
No, he looks...
Zuck's a cuck.
Zuck looks like he's been molested.
Multiple uncles.
That's what he looks by like.
Multiple uncles. Oh my god.
We're gonna get killed. They're gonna kill us.
Hey, at least Zuckerberg does not control Spotify. Yeah. Elon would get a laugh out of this.
And Zuckerberg...
Elon's gonna get, like... I'm gonna like, say no, this is how it's... Okay, let me do the laugh stuff.
Uh-huh.
Elon's gonna... Ha, 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 ha. They're funny. And like, yeah. Zuckerberg's gonna be like... Ha, I'm gonna kill them.
No, Zuck, you know what they say about black women. If Zuck you've never sucks. Been with a black woman, you know, to keep us alive, I'll do whatever I need to do to make sure...
Are you making a love note to Hitler right now?
Hey, if it keeps us alive.
This is why Thomas Jefferson had so many children. People like you.
I'm so upset.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us on The Fairly Odd Couple. This has been an amazing episode. Always remember, Jefferson's the strongest name in the country. We love you. God bless America.